Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in the Turks and Caicos on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard with our friends from Explorer Ventures. It's a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We are having a big time for sure. Now, I said we were going to do hour two from French Key. We've had a change of plans. Hurricane Joaquim made us change our itinerary, and we came, well, we went out to French Key, but then we came back because the viz was better in West Caicos. So we're actually anchored in West Caicos in the afternoon right after lunch. Everybody is, kind of in a food coma, with the exception of the crew. So I've gathered up the crew of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard, and we're going to talk to them about what it's like to work on one of these boats, and maybe this is a career path in diving you might want to pursue someday. Let's start with Mia, and I know this because her name is Mia, and I always think of Mama Mia, blah, blah, and you hate that, I'm guessing, right?
No, I love it. That's how I introduce myself.
Okay, so like, think of the ABBA song, and you'll never forget my name. That's how it works, right, Mia?
That's right.
All right, so Mia, your position here on the live aboard is what?
I am the purser.
Purser, which means that you are pretty much the person in charge because you control the money.
I do a lot with the money, yeah.
Yeah, just a lot. And you know what? She just makes sure everybody is happy. Kind of like an overseer of everything. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. I do guest services and, all the boring financial and administrative stuff.
Exactly. But you make sure everybody gets on the boat, gets their paperwork squared away, welcomes them aboard, gets them situated in the cabins and that kind of thing. And so you've been doing this how long with Explorer Ventures?
About a year and a half.
You like it?
I love it.
Is this your first gig for a dive industry, type of position, or have you been doing this even before you got to the live aboard company?
I've been working in the dive industry since 2009, and I worked on another live aboard. I've worked in the dive resort, dive shops, worked for myself.
But this is by far the best so far.
I love this one.
I'm saying that for you because I figure Clay, your boss, is listening.
He is, yes.
Yes, okay, good.
We love Clay.
Of course we do. We don't even have to lie. That's the beautiful thing about Clay and our friends at Explorer Ventures. So you've been doing this purser thing. Obviously, you do some diving. In between, you dive with the guests. And is there any particular critter you like seeing out here on the in the Turks and Caicos or what?
I love the sharks.
The sharks are your thing?
Yeah. There's so many of them. We love them.
Yes. Now, the other thing, I want to give her a nice little plug because she told me about a little side project that you're starting. You got your own little wetsuit company in development. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. I designed a wetsuit specifically for women, so I've just launched it. It's for sale via e-commerce.
Very nice. And it's called what? Truly something? What is it?
Yeah, Truly Wetsuits.
Truly Wetsuits. And these are wetsuits specifically designed for women. And she was showing me they're kind of like a sporty type of design. So they have open arm areas so the women can move around more freely. And then there's some nice color patterns. And she pointed out this design on the backside of her wetsuit, and you called it a what? You said the design, the stripe. You called it a booty cut. Okay. Am I right? I wanted you to say it so I didn't sound like such a creeper. You know what I'm saying?
It's the booty cut, yeah. It's a little bit shorter legs. Not super short, but just, it's called the booty cut.
All right, and the reason you have it as booty cut, is that for guys' pleasure or the women? Or a little bit of both?
Well, it's definitely more comfortable for women.
But more appealing for guys to watch.
It's a very sexy wetsuit.
Yes, that's the word we were looking for. All right, well, I wish you the best with that, the Truly wetsuits, and you can look for that maybe at a on a store shelf at a local dive center in the next few years. You never know, and you heard it here first, right here on the Explore 2 Liveaboard. Now, some of the other crew members, you want to introduce the guy to your right here, Mia, since you're the person in charge right now?
I can do that. The guy sitting right next to me is one of our awesome dive crew. His name is Brant Brown, and he's been with the company the longest.
Brant, are you, you've been doing this? You like it? You enjoy it, or what?
Yeah, I started with the company in 2011, and I keep coming back.
Now, what do you like about your fellow crew members? Is it the fact that they're wearing wetsuits and have a booty cut, or what?
I would say, hands down, the best part about this crew is that they're female.
Okay, that works. That helps, I guess. That makes the time go by quicker.
It does. It makes the weeks away from home travel that much faster.
Yeah. Now, what about the diving? What do you like most about being here on this boat and in the Turks and Caicos?
One of the original things that we have compared to other places that I've worked is this is specific dive. Diving, yes, but it's wall diving, and I think that gives us an opportunity. If you like depth, you can go do that. You see more of the pelagic things like rays and sharks. You get a bunch of turtles, but then you can also go to the top reef and see a lot of the smaller things if you're into the macro. So there's kind of something for everybody.
Yeah, now I gotta say, I've been watching him when he dives. You know, they take turns leading the group out to the dive sites here on the Turks and Caicos, and you have a tendency to kind of cruise off, and you look like you're in like a Zen type trance. Is that intentional, or is that just your total vibe?
That is kind of my vibe, and then I try to get, I'm glad that you realized that and noticed it, because I want other people to see it as well and see how you don't have to be in a hurry to go anywhere. The dive site is wherever you are at that moment, and anything can happen at any time, and so if you just keep to yourself and go slowly and let the marine life come to you.
Yeah, I like it. He's one with nature. It's a whole kind of vibe thing you pick up, and maybe it'll rub off on you. I don't know. I have a tendency to kind of run around like a chicken with its head cut off underwater, but that's just me. All right, well, there's another crew member. And you would encourage people listening, if they wanted to get in the dive industry, would this be a good path to follow possibly?
By far, the dive boat is the best because you get to dive more. You're not stuck doing a whole bunch of courses. You get free food.
There you go.
And you don't have to pay for rent.
Nice. All right. Well, there's a few perks, included in working one of these liveaboards. All right. Now, I saved the best for last. Actually, she won't be the last because we're going to talk to the captain as well. Bob is one around. Bob, a.k.a. the life extinguisher. We'll explain that a little bit later on. But first up, I got the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas, Joe, our dive man. I don't know. What's your official title, Joe?
I am a scuba instructor.
Scuba instructor. Okay, so she is like leading the briefings before each dive, and you know, her and Brandon, all of them kind of share the responsibility. But you kind of take it to a new level. You turn it into a production.
What can I say? I am an attention seeker.
Okay, well, if you say so. I find it, it's really unique. I've seen other folks that work these boats and went above and beyond the presentation side of things. It usually happened, you know, after cocktail hour. But you've incorporated that actually into the briefing, make briefings, just taking them to a whole new level. So you have costume changes, themes, the whole thing. What inspired you to do this?
All I can say is that before I got here, I worked in ski resorts, and I used to do pantomimes.
Pantomimes, which are, what is this, like, charades? What do you mean?
It's like musicals for kids.
Okay.
So, in previous lives, I've been princesses, I've been rats, I've been mice, I've been all sorts of strange characters.
Been right, rats and mice?
Believe it or not, yes.
Okay, all right. So, you have just kind of like a theater background, am I right?
I just love dressing up, Mardi Gras, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, I like it. And some of these outfits, you kind of tie them to the dive sites, loosely, I guess.
It is a very tenuous link. Some of them are sort of more based towards the fish life. Other things are just to the name of the dive site. Other things are just what the costume is that I just got that last week.
Yes. Okay. Well, there you go. And you find a way to work it into the routine. Like, okay, today, so we were visiting a site called the G-Spot, and you kind of took on a school marm type of character, and I thought someone was going to get spanked or sent to detention. Was that intentional or what?
Well, let's just say it's very important to be clear about rules and regulations.
You know, when I talk to her, I feel like I'm talking to Mary Poppins or something. It's just very stern, very strict, and just like she's going to smack you upside the head or pull out an umbrella and float out of here. And you get that a lot or what?
Most of the time, people are pretty well behaved. But obviously, you know, occasionally, people can get out of line. But we like to keep it friendly here. Not too much spanking.
Yeah, not too much spanking, unless they ask for it. Because you ain't to please.
Exactly.
So what do you like diving-wise? In between dressing up, you actually like the diving, I know. You're down there swimming around with everybody quite a bit.
I adore scuba diving, whether I'm just floating around, you know, looking at all the tiny fish up in the water column or down playing with the sharks or looking for the macro tiny little seahorses. I just love being in the water.
Yeah, and you know, she's excellent of not only dressing up, but telling everybody what we're going to see on this dive by pointing out the pictures of the critters and, hey, we're going to be on the lookout for this and that and all kinds of cool stuff. One of the many benefits of being on a little board with Explore Adventures. And we got more to tell you about next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you into an extreme sports?
The most extreme thing I have done was swim with probably like 40 sharks without being in a cage.
Shark, shark, you can't bark, but you got one hell of a bite. Black plain to see that you don't want me, but can't forget you, my.
We're back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. You know, that is the Scuba Cowboy. He is on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard with us this week. And matter of fact, we just got back from another dive, and him and Tiffany was down together, and a shark came up to and greeted them very, very closely, evidently. We're going to get to the bottom of that in just a bit. Tiffany came up and said, "You should have seen it. You should have seen it." And, of course, the GoPro camera battery wasn't working. So we're going to have to get the first-hand report. Oh, wait, we did get the documentation of this? Rochelle just pointed over to her better half. You got it, Doug?
Yes.
Okay, well, okay, supposedly there is photographic evidence of this story, so we'll get to that here in just a bit as we continue our coverage here on the latest Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. But as I mentioned earlier, we are going to talk to the captain of this fine vessel. His name is Bob. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing real good today, thank you. How are you?
Yes, now Bob is the captain, so we have Bob the captain. I can't make this up, you know what I'm saying? It almost sounds too unreal.
Unreal?
How? Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Bob, hey, who's your captain? Well, we got Bob the captain. What is this, Thomas the Train or something? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But
well, it's not like Bob the Builder.
Yeah, well, right,
or
okay.
Captain Ron.
Yeah, or Captain, well, you know, Captain Ron would add an atmosphere. That'd be a good thing, too.
It would.
Yeah,
it
but,
would.
You know, you've done this many, many years, and you've been on the Turk's boat. Well, you're doing relief for JF this week in the Turks. Is that right?
Relief for JF on this vessel, but I've been down on the other vessel on the St. Martin to St. Kitts itinerary for about a year on this hitch, and I've done a year prior to this as well.
Yeah.
So I have the license for this, and they moved me up here. It's nice to have somebody to fill in on each vessel.
Exactly. So you are a relief captain for the Explorer Ventures folks, and so everybody can take a little break. But you bounce around. Sometimes you can get a little confused, even as a captain. Is that fair to say?
On a daily basis.
well, it was great. This was the first time, you know, we're going through the embarkation process, and you're going through the whole thing with the muster station, you know, like you would on a cruise and all that kind of thing. And he has everyone don the life vest, and we have to go through this rigmarole, and we put on the life vest and say, okay, don't forget to put on your life extinguisher. It goes on like this, and I said, wait a minute, what was that again? That was pretty good. I liked it. That was you kind of came up with your new terminology.
I'm going to have to use that again to break the ice in the future.
Yes. So Bob the life extinguisher, which really doesn't work well for Captain, but we love it, and it's all about having fun, right?
It loosens everybody up.
Exactly. Exactly. So what do you like about the doing this trip so much? I'm guessing it's not running the boat, it's diving, isn't it, or what?
It is the diving, and typically on a typical day we'll drive for 2 hours on day number one, but every day after that I dive for about 10 minutes, so I enjoy.
You mean you drive for about 10 minutes and then you dive?
I drive for about 10 minutes from one site to the next. We do two sites a day, and they're usually about 10 minutes apart. And that's the extent of my work day.
Yeah.
And the rest of the day, I just hang around with people on vacation and not try to ruin their vacation.
Yeah, well, you've done great because you haven't ruined anybody's vacation. You've been fun to just hang out and talk some diving. And then you get in the water and enjoy it with everybody else, right?
I try to get in two a day. This has been a bit of a different week, so I've only gotten five dives in today. I try for 10 per week,
yeah.
And I almost never make to 10, but I usually make 7 or 8 dives a week.
Yeah.
And that's it's more than just a fringe benefit. It's kind of the reason why everybody's here. Everybody's here for the diving, the crew included.
Yeah, you can tell that everybody loves what they do. It goes beyond picking up a paycheck. Of course, you know, there's a little bit of business. You got to make some money. And as, Brad pointed out earlier, you get great accommodations, great food, scenery ain't half bad, but you get to dive. And that's really the number one draw. So what do you like most about the things you see underwater in the Turks and Caicos? Is it the sharks like they were saying or what?
I do like the sharks for sure. I'm not a macro diver by any means. I could swim over the last vanilla chrome fish on Earth and just go, hey, that's a really cool fish. Look at that. And not even know what I was looking at.
Well, me too, but that's because I can't see anything up close anymore. You know what I'm saying? So I've been forced out of the macro world. But so bigger critters work for me. But I'm guessing that's not the same reason. What is it that really tickles your fancy as a diver, though?
The Turks in particular have extremely good visibility. This has been a peculiar week. As we all know, the weather is quite capricious. This has been an unusual week, but the visibility is the number one attraction, and it's just a unique feeling. It's as close as we'll ever get to flying. I love swimming over the edge of a wall and looking.
Feel
down.
Like you're skydiving, don't you?
You feel like you're flying. It's as close as I'll ever get to flying, since I'm never going to jump out of a plane.
Yes. Well, okay. And I'm. Well, actually, I might. But that's just me. But, you know, you're right. It's the viz is a little bit off this week because of the hurricane that came through right before we got on board. But still, it's spectacular. And like you said, even when you go off the walls here in the Turks right now, even with the viz slightly off, it's still a feeling that you can't really get Anywhere else, unless you want to jump out of a plane, and it's much safer, I would say.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I just like the feeling of flying. I've done considerably more than 1,000 dives, and I just enjoy the sensation of soaring around underwater. Of course, I admire the fish. I don't need to know what they're called.
Right.
I really love their beauty.
Just soak it all in.
Just the experience.
Did you get this gig, Bob? I mean, have you been a boater all your life and you just decided, hey, let me combine some diving into the mix and work into this type of position, or what?
Well, actually, I have a degree in forestry.
And you're like, okay, that's kind of like a nervous laugh. I don't know what to think of that, really. But it was just like they don't pay, and you figured you'd do something to be better, or what?
Well, I grew up on the beach in New York, down at the Irish Riviera.
Okay.
In Coney Island, forget about it. And I was messing around on boats, and this kind of became my default career. I never really chose this career. It kind of chose me. One thing leads to another. I get my college degree in forestry, went to Alaska to put my forestry degree to work. A friend asked me to do a boat delivery with him, and I did. And the next spring, the captain asked me to come back and work for him. This is 1980 when I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
So I started working on the boats, got myself certified diving in the Philippines in 1992. And as they say in Seinfeld, yada, 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 here I am in Turks and Caicos.
Very nice.
24 years later.
Well, so your roots are in Jersey and up in the New York area. So this life extinguisher moniker you picked up might be a little closer to home or your roots than we know.
Forget about it.
Okay, I will. I want to make it back to port before we finish.
Can't talk about that.
You can't talk about that.
Yeah, of course.
Forget about it.
All right, and we won't. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, sitting back in the galley of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard, gazing out through the window and watching another beautiful Turks and Caicos sunset. Now I'm sitting here with Rene Dupre from Scuba Pro and Doug and Rochelle, who are a couple of the guests on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And first off, they have some photographic evidence of Mermaid Tiffany's story of how a shark on the last dive just came up and gave her a buzz cut. But Doug backed me up here. When she shows up and says, hey, do you have the pictures? Just say no, okay?
She will never see these pictures.
Excellent. There. See, you make this common bond, and that way you can needle the mermaids when they need needling. All right? So anyway, Renee is from Scuba Pro. And Renee, there's actually some Scuba Pro connection to Rochelle and Doug's visit here, isn't there?
That's right. You know, Scuba Pro, we have about 550 dealers nationwide, of which 50 are platinum dealers, meaning that they carry exclusively Scuba Pro brand gear. And they're here with that store. It's called Extreme Sports in Joplin, Missouri. And how cool is that?
That's excellent. Yeah, and you guys go in there, and that's how you usually book your trips, I guess. Is that right, Doug?
Yes, that's how we usually book our trips.
Now, are you going to go back to them and say, hey, why didn't you guys book a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise? Because you booked this on your own. This is kind of a first, right?
Yes, it is.
And see, that's what people need to understand. You know, we have so much fun, and I think, you know, we're almost through our entire week now. You'll back me up on this much, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody, it's a good time.
Everybody needs to experience the fun of one of these trips.
Yeah, and what you need to understand is you don't have to limit yourself if you're a dive shop. If you're the dive shop for Rochelle and Doug, just tell them that, hey, you're going to book a liveaboard trip with Explore Ventures. Book it the week we're going to be on board, and you'll get all this extra goodies, and you'll still get all the special deals that they offer, the dive shops, as far as wholesale pricing and all that kind of thing. It's really a win-win, so the dive shops need to take advantage of this little adventure we offer as well. You agree with me on that, Renee?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Excellent perk, and it's world-class diving down here in Turks and Caicos. We've all had a great time.
Stan the Man's getting ready to ring the dinner bell, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back probably in another food coma next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark! They're gonna play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
We need to ask different people.
I'm going to dream that tonight.
Come on, let's go.
Back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the dive master on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with my friends, the Scuba Cowboy, and that also includes Mermaid Tiffany, even though sometimes I wonder how close of friends we really... Don't write on me! My God, Tiffany, what's the matter with you? Now look, we were just talking to Doug and Rochelle, and they backed up your story about the sharks. I'll go ahead and come clean. But they have photo footage of this encounter that you guys evidently just saw a shark on your last dive, and what happened?
I almost died.
Almost died?
No, that's actually not true. They're very...
Tell the truth.
They're very, very curious. They like divers. They really come close to you, and so it's
no, wait, they're like... this is a Mermaid Tiffany talking about the sharks are like divers at a dive show that come up to you and get too close and invade your space?
Like divers, she said.
They like divers. Okay, they're not like divers.
It's barking that gets them. It's like a... Renee does it pretty good.
Okay, so... Yeah. Okay. Wait. So the Scuba Cowboy has a shark call that he has been fine tuning over the last few trips.
Yes.
So what does this? What does it sound like exactly on the surface, Pop?
It's a very guttural sound. You probably don't remember, but a dive master in Fiji taught us that, and it's almost like a growl, like a bark in your throat. It's like this.
All right, so that calls in the sharks. And when you did that underwater in the Turks and Caicos... All right, as you can tell, it's later in the evening and everybody's been drinking. Okay, so, but what is the deal? When he did his shark bark, it came in and, like, invaded your hair or something, or what?
It didn't just come in. We were following it, and Dad was... going at an angle, just kind of keeping his distance, and I was like, oh, he's going to push him right to me, so I went around a little coral head, and he'd come right over, and sure
edit.
He did.
All right, well, edit. Once again, thanks, Tiff.
Sorry,
you make my job so much harder on these damn things.
You should work on
something. Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, right.
Anyhow,
all right,
so yes, and it literally came by and stared me in the eye and was like, you're welcome.
He said, you're welcome, yeah. Did he? So you barked at him, and then he said, you're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, and this was how big of a reef shark you figured, Pop?
It was about 7 foot, and this is the second time in Turks and Caicos, and Tiffany and I have spotted numerous, not just one encounter, but numerous encounters on every single dive except for one, and other people saw sharks on that dive. Every single dive that we've dove in Turks and Caicos, we've seen sharks.
Well, there you go. And it's all because of the shark bark.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. No, it was because it's the Turks and Caicos, and that's one of the main critters you'll see when you come, you know, on a trip of Explore Ventures here. They have a lot of sharks. I mean, not a lot, but like one or two sharks will pop in, check you out, that kind of thing, per dive. Every dive we saw a shark.
It would be unusual if you went down on a dive and didn't see a shark.
Exactly, yeah, and they're really beautiful creatures to see in their natural environment. And that's without a shark feed or anything, so it's really cool.
Or shark bark.
Well, yeah, you can, if you want to take your chances with your own shark bark and let us know how it works for you, I guess. Yeah, but anyway, we don't endorse any such activity. We just report it as we seize it. Something like that. We'll go with that, right, Pop?
That sounds like a plan, yes.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's talk to some of the other folks that maybe have something more legitimate to contribute. I don't know. But, ow, quit it, Tiffany. See, it's abuse. I don't know why I put up with this nonsense. But, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. Am I right, Brad?
Absolutely. It's been a great trip here on Explore Adventures. They delivered more than promised. A great crew and, of course, the Scuba Radio guys, Pup and Scuba Cowboy. Mermaid
Tiffany.
Well, that's that drinking you've been talking about.
Exactly. Now, yeah, Brad and Liz are from Colorado, too, which is where Pup and Tiff are from. But you guys didn't know each other before you got on the boat, right?
No, he's down on the Front Range, and we're up in Vail, Colorado, home of Beaver Divers, a Scuba Pro Platinum dealer.
And Beaver Liquors.
Beaver Divers is down the street from Beaver Liquors something.
Beaver Liquors, Beaver, yeah, across the street from...
Got a lot of beavers in Colorado.
Got a lot of beavers.
Okay.
And, yeah, right across from Casey's Beaver Creek at 8,000 feet. And yeah. Casey's One is the owner, and he does a great job with Scuba Pro products. And
8,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah.
8,000 feet above sea level. And you guys did really good. Not only did you meet some new friends in your local, you know, state of Colorado... well, maybe I should step back from that. Now you'll know who to avoid. Maybe is that what it is? But you picked up a really nice Scuba Pro watch or a dive computer, didn't you?
Hey, I won the grand prize on the whole trip. I won the dive, the best prize going. I won a Scuba Pro Mantis.
Excellent.
Brand new dive computer, and I've been using it, and it is super. I can't tell you how excited I am about that, and I think that I want to thank... Scuba Pro and Renee for the generosity. It's really great to have a quality piece of equipment like this. It'll keep me safer, and it's really enjoyable to use.
And you've been using it all week and having some fun, and you get to take it home.
Oh, man, and the regulator, too, the Mark 25, and even for an old guy like me, it's easy to read, and it's great.
Yeah, and I notice what's remarkable about this. You guys are a couple, and you're the one wearing the dive computer. How did that happen, Liz? Usually it's the wife that ends up with the goodies. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, I leave my goodies at home.
Okay, all right. So
they're a little sparklier.
Okay, I gotcha. That's how this is going to work. Yeah, you get to keep the dive computer from the boat. When we get home, we're going to Tiffany's.
There's bling.
I thought about that. That's going to
cost. Yeah, exactly. It'll come back on you. But she knows that'll work it.
I'm very happy that he has that. It's a great-looking computer and works well and keeps us safe and... How lucky are we that we've met all these amazing people on this boat? We've known everybody 5 days. You get on the boat the first day and say, let's see, what's this person's name? And now I feel like I've known everybody forever. So
I mean, it started at the beginning of the trip. You're like, hey, there's this guy from Scuba Radio. He's kind of an ass. And at the end of the week, you're like, hey, there's this guy from Scuba Radio. He's kind of an ass. And but whatever. You had fun regardless. Am I right?
Well, I think you're a great guy, and you run a great program, and everybody associated with the boat, Scuba Radio, and Scuba Cowboy, and Scuba Pro, and everyone here, it's been just a great time. It's far exceeded our expectations, and I tell anybody looking for a live-aboard trip, a vacation, to consider Explore Adventures. I think they're just super.
They are. They absolutely are. And here's your opportunity to really tell everyone listening right now that they can be on the next one, but they're not on this one, so they can suck it. Are you with me on this, Liz?
I'm with you on this one. I'll tell you, this has been a really special trip. The Scuba Cowboy and the Mermaid have become good friends. We live close, and we'll definitely be getting together on occasion, and a lot of other people have talked about. We live in Vail, we're ski country, and A lot of people have said they're going to come visit. Our house is open, and this is one of those invitations. Woo-hoo! Where come visit.
Yeah, so the you know, these
the
folks,
the audience is going to come to your house. Yeah,
the entire everyone except me. I'm not invited.
Pretty much the people on the boat.
Okay, everyone on the boat. We're going to keep it to that for now.
Including Greg.
Including me. Well, look at that. See, they've been drinking. I told you. All right, so but before you guys came here, you guys are pretty hardcore divers. You did some cave diving up there in cave country in North Florida, didn't you?
Yeah, we were up in Mariana, Florida with Ed Sorensen, and Michael Turek was our instructor at Cave Adventures. And we had a side mountain cavern course up there, and it was really great to see the clear spring water of Florida. Got exposed to a different area of Florida that we've never been to. I'm really glad we were up there to experience the caves, the caverns, and the freshwater of Florida. It was great.
So you guys are kind of techie divers. You're doing the whole tri-mix thing, side mountain, getting into cave diving, which definitely is a step above recreational diving, just for the experience, or is that the route you see your diving career take?
Well, I think maybe Liz is plateaued out on the whole thing. I'm going to have to recruit another buddy, and in fact, it's another one of your frequent guests that got us involved with this whole thing.
Well, who's that? You want to give him a shout out?
Yeah, NetDoc, your buddy.
NetDoc, oh, Pete from Scuba Board, of course. That explains it.
NetDoc got us started on this whole thing, and he said the cavern course is the next deal. And
but you know, he's not here, so he can suck it too. You hear what I'm saying?
I don't know why the hell he wasn't here.
That's right. Well, we'll get him on the next one. All right, we got more coming up from the Turks and Caicos. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master's Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue Diver Certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local PADI Diver Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master Scuba Diver today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Weather is better when you be like a fish. Weather is better when you're making a wish. Right now I wish that I was making bubbles, diving away all my troubles.
Hi, I am Peter.
Peter, dive guy from Humboldt Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Ray the Dive Master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah, that's kind of funny. And, you know, if you go with Explorer Ventures, you go to the Galapagos, you go to the Maldives, you could go to Saba, St. Kitts, or you could go to the Turks and Caicos, like we're here this week on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with our friends from Scuba Pro and Dive Training Magazine. Now, we've met some great folks on board. The people on this trip have honestly been the best ever, and yeah, I tell that to every crew. No, I don't. I mean it this time. We actually have had a phenomenal time with everybody on board, you know, and it's really humbling to meet all these folks that listen to the show, and they actually decide they want to come and dive with us, despite that. So, you know, we've had a great time with these folks, and we really appreciate them coming out. And this could be you next time. You should join us on one of these Scuba Radio Scuba Crews. If you can't tell we're having fun, then you just ain't been listening. Simple as that. Are you with me, Tutu Tom?
I'm with you.
Yeah, now, Tom was Mark's buddy here on the trip.
Was.
Okay. They're sharing a room, and he's wearing a tutu. I don't know if I should say more than that. No, I will, because it was kind of like a bet you lost or something. Is that what it was?
Well, it was just a dare type of thing.
It was a dare, and he you can't evidently dare him. And I have a feeling by the end of the night tonight, there'll be a few more that we won't cover on the radio, but that's okay. You know, we had some fun. He put on a tutu, but when you end up winning from Scuba Pro, you got all kinds of crazy stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a mask, and I got dive light.
A dive light. I mean, you just cleaned up.
I got a special award from the crew.
Yes, yeah. I don't even know why you got that. Why did you get that tutu? What was that all about?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay. It's just a couple of weeks of therapy. You'll be fine. All right. So, but you've had a good time. You've enjoyed yourself despite, you know, having a little fun steered at your direction, I guess.
Yeah. Wonderful time. Crew was wonderful. Everyone on board was.
It's all about having just a great, fun time, you know, during your service interval and having some great diving to boot, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Mark, you saw all this because you're psychic. Way far in advance before you even got on the boat, didn't you?
Yes, I predicted this entire mess, Greg. It's been a pleasure.
Did you predict the tutu?
I got to say, that one caught me by surprise.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, there you go. He didn't set you up. I was going to say, you know, I thought maybe he set you up there, Tom.
You know, and I'm an engineer by trade, and we're not supposed to
wear tutus,
really do that kind of thing. But when you come out here, just to show you, anything can happen.
Yes, well, true. And, you know, it's all about that sense of adventure. And some things. We've been drinking. What are you going to do? You know, and that's the thing. You get a bunch of divers together. You have a great time diving. And then you sit back on the boat in the evening. You have a cocktail. You share your fish tail with friends. Put on a tutu, and it's downhill from there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's all about making great memories, isn't it?
Yes.
You'll never forget this.
Probably not.
Yes, even though you might want to. But despite that, we do appreciate having you here. And, Mark, are you going to do another one? This was your second Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Could this be, could we make it a trifecta on the next one, or what do you think?
Actually, Greg, this is my third, so that's.
Oh, well, there you go. See?
Yeah, you forgot the first one I was
on. Oh, how about four? Will you go for four?
Oh, I'm always going for four, yeah. Foursome, let's do it.
What's that?
I know he's been with us three times at least. He's been in Fiji, too.
Well, yeah, you know, but I block these things out after, you know, a certain amount of time. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
Yeah, I was on the Necton, though, with you. That was
Wow. We're going way back, yeah. But it's the second Explorer Venture Scuba Cruise, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the best, I got to say. It's the best. Always better every time.
It's always better. Well, we haven't got to the end of the show. We'll get that yet in just a bit. But, Tom, you'd come back, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
Okay. Everybody would come back on this trip. Yeah. I mean, we obviously have Mark, who's been on it a few times, and the Scuba Cowboy and Tiffany. And Tiff, what do you think? Would you? How do you rate this Turks and Caicos adventure compared to some of the others? I see you thumbing through the guest. What is that? Guest comment book or
yeah,
what?
There's some nothing but great things in here. Some, I'm sure, are inside jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Wow.
You're going to have to come on the boat and read that, because we can't even read that out loud and expect to stay on the radio. But it's all good, though.
No, all of it's amazing. I couldn't even rank these trips with Explorer Ventures, because one after another, I always think to myself they can never get any better, and somehow they always do.
They do indeed. And we got to thank, once again, our friends from Scuba Pro, Rene Dupre. He is the man for helping us make this just the best one ever, best one so far. Rene, thank you again, bud. We appreciate your help.
Likewise. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, and everybody loves Scuba Pro, getting all the free stuff, yeah. Trying it out for the week. You know, they really stepped up and made everyone very, very happy, especially for putting up with our nonsense here, doing our goofy little radio show. And then I saved the best for last, and of course I'm talking about Catherine Castle from Dive Training. Catherine, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I've had a fantastic time. It's a great cruise. And listen up, listeners. If you're not on the next Scuba Radio cruise, you can suck it.
Yeah, okay. That is kind of a marketing slogan that I don't think they're going to adopt for Explore Ventures, but I think you get the idea. You know, when you join us on these trips, you get to be part of a very exclusive club. And part of the fun of doing this adventure is not just the diving and the socializing with your fellow divers, but being able to rub it in to all your friends back home that aren't here. You know, that's really one of the big benefits, whether you like it or not. Because I know you're listening right now and say, Greg, shut up already. You make me feel miserable. Well, you should be here. You should be sharing this joy with us, because we are indeed having just a blast, and you need to be a part of it. All right, we'll leave it at that. Enough abuse for 1 week. Till next time, remember, it's always better where, Catherine?
Down where it's wetter, under the sea.
No, don't sing, don't sing. Save up, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.